We're talking today with Lindsay Michaels of the Ripon Police Department. She is their school resource officer and also a community liaison. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
You're always coming up with good ideas. Now we hear about basically a therapy dog, and that policy was approved by the Ripon Common Council last month. What's next as far as setting this program up? And what's it all about? What is a therapy dog?
Thanks, Bob, and thanks for having me. Yeah, so I have been researching the idea of a therapy dog for just over a year now, just talking with different departments, different school resource officers that have therapy dogs with them, and the impact that they've been making, whether it's in the school, the community, or the police departments. And I just felt very passionate about the program and about what a therapy dog could do in all those areas and spaces. And given my position as school resource and community liaison officer, I felt it even a better fit that because I'm able to connect with the community and be in the schools, that I'd be able to get a dog into all those spaces. And so really started a journey of figuring out, you know, what is a therapy dog and how can it benefit and things like that, and have had overwhelming support and feedback just from all the officers that I talked to about having therapy dogs in their departments.
Where did you first hear about this?
Well, I know that officers have them, and then I was also approached by the First We Live Foundation, which is a local foundation, about supporting the program. Their mission is to help kids and also help the helpers with mental health, and so they had reached out wanting to support our department in a journey if that was something that we were interested in.
Okay, and so the policy has been approved. It's going forward. What is the next step in the program?
Yeah, getting the dog.
The dog.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Right. So we actually get the dog next Sunday. It's going to be a male golden doodle. I'm super excited. I've gotten to meet the dog, got to pick out the dog, and so really, really excited. So, and then once I get the dog, I will start training with the dog. So I'll be doing the training. We start first with puppy preschool, and then we'll be working on the AKC STAR training, manners, advanced manners. The first goal with the therapy dog is a canine good citizen certificate. And basically that is like a checklist. So once you believe your puppy is ready, you take it to a trainer and they will put your puppy through that checklist and determine whether or not your puppy is ready. And if they are, then they get the canine good citizen certificate. Then typically we wait till they're about a year old or so to actually go through the therapy dog training. We'll continue all those other trainings, the manners, the advanced manners, all the other trainings alongside of it. But ultimately the therapy dog certification is similar to the canine good citizen, where you take it to a trainer and they put it through different things, and then also put the dog into different settings to make sure that they're fit to be a therapy dog.
Okay, so are we talking boy dog, girl dog?
It's a boy. It's a male.
Okay. Name yet? Or?
Not yet. Okay. So I had put out a video to Murray Park School and Barlow Park School to all the kids and asked them to come up with some names for me, and they have, and I've gotten some good lists of names from kids, and then they come up to me. It's great. They're like, when do you get your new partner? I think it should be named this, and then they'll tell me why, and a lot of times it's because it's their dog's name or their friend's name or their favorite cartoon character.
Sure.
And so like that's been a lot of fun. So I'm really excited. And as I go through the training, I'm going to be able to bring the dog to the police department and into the schools with me. And so I'm just really excited to for the kids and staff and our department to meet him.
Okay. Beyond the schools, what will the dog's role be in the community? Because obviously you don't have school going on around the clock, or you know, every month of the year. So
correct. So my goal is during the summer months to take him out into the community more when I'm doing community outreach events or making time to stop by different places with the dog. If he's not in the patrol car with me, he'll be at the police department, and so he'll be able to be helping our officers, our administrative assistants, and being there with them. So,
okay, so typically a canine officer has to have a squad that's equipped for the dog. Is that the case here too?
It's different than the canine officer. So okay. Some of the SROs that I've spoken to have squad cars that have like the temperature control system, and some of them don't have that. And so it is very different, the type of dog, right? We don't need to have a cage separation or anything like that. He'll travel in a kennel in the car with me, and so it is a little bit different in the fact that I don't need to outfit an entire squad. The way a therapy dog is different than a canine dog, right? Officer Howell has a release that he can open the door, you know, so that Black could come out. Obviously, that's a bit different, so we don't need those aspects.
Okay. Now, you told the Common Council a couple of stories the night you did the presentation to him, and you actually had a kid in crisis. And there was a dog, I believe one of these therapy dogs was brought into the schools, right, to show them what was going on. Tell us about that, if you would.
Yeah. So it just happened to be like a week prior to my presentation for the city council. We have outside therapists that come into our buildings to help service kids. And an outside therapist happened to be in our building, and they had their therapy dog with them. And we had a kid who was in their locker, and I tried to talk with that child and get them to come out, and they wouldn't. And so I called on that therapist and said, "Hey, are you available?" And they brought their dog down. We were able to talk with the child and let them know that the dog was there. And the kid could actually like see through the locker to see that the dog was out there, and open their locker and immediately pet the dog and was able to regulate and transition back to class. So. Mm-hmm. That same day, we had one of our teachers reach out and say, "Hey, if you have any time available, like I'd love to send some kids down." And that therapist said, "Yep, send them down." And I was in the office when I watched four or five kids just pet the dog. And you can just see them melt and the emotions melt off. And like, it is just such a great extra tool that I will have.
Okay. April is Autism Awareness Month. Hmm. You see more kids with autism these days. How does a dog like that help someone that might be in the autism spectrum?
Yeah, great question. So I haven't specifically researched the specifics on that, but I believe that it can help in many different ways. There have been some situations, especially in the schools, where I've been interacting with kids with autism, and I note in my head, now would be a great time if I had the dog, right? Or they're stuck and we just need them to transition or get them to a safe space. And I feel like if I can be like, "Come help me, the dog needs to go outside and do their job. You know, can you help me take them out?" You know, just that different focus, or to bring them, you know, if they're escalated, just that petting or the being by the dog, that it could, you know, help them calm down. I think that it can be such a great impact.
Well, some therapy dogs can detect when a child is going to have a seizure, for example. Mm-hmm. But supposedly, they can also detect when an episode is coming on. You know, what heightened emotions or something along those lines.
Yeah, and so I was in a training a couple years ago at the School Resource Officer Conference, and they had brought in therapy dogs, and it was a place in Alabama that trains them specifically for police officers. And they talked about how the dogs can sense. They're going to go to the people in the room that they know need it right away. And so like it was really great to watch. Like they had their dogs up front, and then they let the dogs out into the crowd, and just, you know, they're like, they sense, they know the people that need them, that need their touch, that they need to pet. And so yeah, they're pretty amazing and brilliant animals.
Okay, so when does the dog actually hit the street, so to speak?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when do you get to take him out in the community?
So we're working on that schedule right now. So like I said, we get him on next Sunday or this upcoming Sunday. And so I'm working with Chief right now to see what that looks like. You know, I think first we'll bring him to the police department and then into the schools. And so probably within the next 2 to 3 weeks, we'll be seeing our new therapy dog in the schools.
Lindsay, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Bob, for having me.
It was Lindsay Michaels of the Ripon Police Department. We appreciate her joining us this morning. I'm Bob Nelson.